Israel has carried out a new land confiscation in the occupied West Bank in a move that could complicate efforts to extend the so-called peace talks with the Palestinian Authority. Reports say the Israeli Ministry of Military Affairs has declared nearly 100 hectares of territory in the Etzion block just south of occupied Jerusalem al-Quds as its property. According to the reports, the land confiscation is the largest in years and could eventually lead to the expansion of several settlements. This is while heads of nearby villages claim the land as an inalienable part of Palestine. In reaction, a senior official in the Palestinian Authority negotiating team said the move shows Israel is more concerned with expanding its occupation of the West Bank land than in peace talks. Well, joining us now is Ruud Katz. He's a co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity, and he joins us via Skype from Montreal. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Katz. Now, it is quite clear that the so-called peace talks are dead when Israel expands its land grab policies to the point where it is the largest in years.
Well, it was clear from the outset. I mean, the talks were dead. From the outset, the only thing that the peace process has ever been used for by Israel is a tool for creating a different reality on the ground. In other words, expansion of settlements while talking peace, peace, peace. Basically, the Palestinians should never have gotten involved with this in the first place. They were pressured into it by the U.S. administration. It's clear to me that there is absolutely no reason whatsoever for the Palestinians to go on being part of this circus. What's happening here is a piecemeal annexation, first of East Jerusalem. There'll be other parts of the West Bank to follow until there's not one hectare of Palestinian land that's left to the Palestinians. What the Palestinian Authority has to do now is to go forward with becoming a member of various UN agencies to which it will now have the right to belong, and it must go before the International Court of Justice and prosecute war criminals who are certainly part of the Netanyahu coalition. We can name two of them. I've named them before. Tzipi Livni is one. Moshe Yalon is another. Benjamin Netanyahu is a third. Now, if the Palestinian Authority continues to turn in circles, refuses to go to the International Court of Justice, thinking that somehow this is giving them political leverage, the opposite is true. If the Palestinian Authority is not prepared to move forward on the issue, then it just might as well be dismantled because it's of no use to the Palestinian people at this point in time. It's time to stop talking and to start acting.
Indeed. That was Bruce Katz, the co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity, joining us via Skype from Montreal. Mr. Katz, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.